Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, August 7th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today we're going to, well, welcome back, everybody, from our July-long summer hiatus. We take time off every year in July and in the throes of winter to recharge and get back into things. And we did that just now. We actually had 5 weeks off because Mondays, there were 5 Mondays in July. But here we are back again, and we're going to talk about Second Sunday, the SR at LGG, and it continues into August. Every second Sunday, once a month, we run an open first edition game at Lake Geneva Games. Mid-level, we've had six, seven players for each of them that we've run so far. And we ran a special one for Gary Gygax Day. You know, that happened in July. They officially declared the 27th the anniversary of his birth as Gary Gygax Day here in Lake Geneva. So every year that will be celebrated. Paul Stormberg continues to come up with other events that will wind up being part of the yearly celebrations of Gary and Dungeons and Dragons and Lake Geneva and all of that. At all? At all. I know that the Geneva Lakes Museum has said that the Wizard of Lake Geneva, Gary Gygax exhibit will be opening later this summer, early fall at latest, I heard. So that's coming up. There's a few other things. I'll be able to talk about them when I get more details, but there'll be some other events sprinkled throughout the year that are gamer RPG D&D based, Gary Gygax based Lake Geneva events happening right here in town. Of course, Gary Con happens in March. They've opened up registration for badges on that and submission of events. I've gotten mine in. They've not been scheduled yet, but they have been approved. I have put in to run a noon till 6 and a 7 till 1 p.m., both on Saturday. First edition games. I plan to, per usual, have 6, 7, 8 people around the table. I've got a few returnees that have been playing since together since Gary Con 2 in my game or the predecessor. I understand that some other people scrambled to get some seats, which is why I created a second slot. I used to only do one, and I'm still have submitted the Avalon Hill Civilization game for Sunday. So if you haven't played that and you're interested in trying it out, it is a game you can learn on the fly. It's not super tough. It's something worth playing if you like old school games. It is a 1980 Avalon Hill. It was actually picked up from another game company and published by Avalon Hill, republished by Avalon Hill. So it's been around a little longer than that. But it predates Sid Meier's Civilization, but it is Sid Meier's kind of took his cues from Avalon Hill Civilization, so it's very much like that in substance, tech trees, that sort of thing, area control, all of that. So those are the games. Those are old school games, but of course the Second Sunday old school games are the one I run in the afternoon from 12:30 till 4:30, and then from 5 until close. Ken runs a first edition slash Osric game, and there are usually a seat or two open in that as well. Come on out if you want to get some people out there and run a different game, whether it's some OSR game. Please, by all means, there are plenty of tables, plenty of chairs, plenty of space to run more games, at least currently, until we fill up. So please do come check it out and give it a shot. What else? That's about it. That's coming up in 6 days, right? It's this coming next Sunday, the 13th. Wow, Friday the 13th falls on a Sunday this month. That's kind of crazy. I don't know if I should be suspicious of that or just let it go. I could talk a little bit about the game. I try to integrate it with my regular first edition campaign so that other players from my first edition campaign can sit in on an extra session. We kind of hand wave or finagle a few things to make it fit with what we're doing within the regular campaign, at least as far as the timeline is concerned. And of course, people are allowed to use their characters from the regular campaign, so if they die, they die. But if they gather any treasure or magic items, as Shane's fighter Gwyr found out by picking up a magical two-handed sword in our previous second Sunday, in our July 2nd. No, he picked it up in the Gary Gygax Day event, which was basically another second Sunday, an extra second Sunday. And then he got to use that two-handed sword, although not much. He's getting a special scabbard for it. They were just entering the very large town of Jalston, in the Kingdom of Jarls, and so no fighting ensued, but a bit of role-playing as they had to deal with returning an assassin to the Temple of Darien, an assassin who had killed a couple of dwarves. It is suspected that somehow he got hold of some poison, perhaps from the thief or disappearing person who made contact with him several days before in a barn, and maybe slipped him some poison, which he subsequently took to avoid prosecution. But, you know, it's a big temple, and they have some high priests and priestesses, and they very much can potentially get information from a corpse. So there is that to be concerned with. And we'll see how that goes next time they play, because that's a process. That doesn't happen immediately. It's something they have to do behind closed doors and with intent, and it takes some time, and they definitely want to do it right and not confuse any issues. So they are. We'll see how that goes. In any event, that's second Sunday, the OSR at LGG. That's the Old School Renaissance Revival. You pick your own R. Old School Rules, that's what I call it because I run first edition at Lake Geneva Games. Every second Sunday, come check it out. It could be a lot of fun. I'm going to leave it at that and just say thanks. This is the first show back. There's some other news coming down the pike from Hasbro in regard to D&D and from Gen Con. I'll gather up some of that and maybe we'll disseminate some of that information next Monday. But I wanted to do this because next Sunday is second Sunday, and I didn't want to miss it or move ahead unannounced. In any event, thank you very much. Let me just say, the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central and is then archived on YouTube. By all means, follow, subscribe, thumbs up, all of that other stuff, if you would please. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the NAPD and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you, and bye-bye.